All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into some pretty high-stakes cybersecurity.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
talking about a ransomware attack that targeted Tata Technologies. And, they're the engineering firm behind a lot of the designs for companies like Jaguar and Wells Ford, the ones making the cars. We drive the planes we fly in.
Exactly.
So this is some serious stuff.
Yeah, this was not your average data breach.
Right.
This was Hunters International,
Okay.
a group that's known for their pretty aggressive, double extortion
Oh,
tactics.
wow.
So not only did they hit Tata Technologies by, encrypting their data and holding it hostage, they also managed to steal a huge amount of sensitive information, like 1.4 terabytes,
Wow.
which is roughly 730,000 files.
Oh, my goodness. 730,000 files.
Yeah, enough to make any CEO sweat a little bit.
Yeah, I would think so. That's a lot of blueprints and proprietary data floating around out there.
Absolutely.
So what could hackers even do with that kind of information, especially when you consider the companies that Tata Technologies works with?
Right. So, I mean, the implications are huge.
Yeah.
Imagine like confidential designs for a new Jaguar model
Right.
ending up in the hands of a competitor.
Right.
Or think about like the disruption to Airbus's production lines.
Oh, yeah.
If like crucial engineering systems get locked down by the ransomware, I mean, the potential for intellectual property theft is massive. Not to mention the damage to Tata Technologies' reputation
Yeah.
and, the trust they build with these giants in the industry.
So, okay, we've got this big name engineering firm
Yeah.
hit by this notorious hacker group with a mountain of stolen data.
Right.
So what happened next?
Well, this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
After the attack, Tata Technologies went radio silent for over a month.
Really?
Yeah, they kind of downplayed the impact, didn't really release any details about what happened.
So they basically tried to sweep it under the rug.
It seems that way, yeah.
Isn't that kind of a risky move?
Yeah, I mean,
Wouldn't it be better to be transparent and try to get ahead of the story?
you would think so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, transparency is usually the best policy in these situations, but it's complicated.
Right.
There are legal considerations to think about potential financial fallout,
Sure.
the fear of losing clients and investors. It's a lot to weigh.
But that silence might have backfired a little bit in this case.
Potentially?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, by staying quiet, they essentially created this vacuum of information
Okay.
that Hunters International was able to fill with their own narrative.
Oh, I see.
So without any official word from Tata Technologies,
Right.
their clients and partners are kind of left in the dark,
Right.
unable to really assess the risk or take steps to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And it breeds this uncertainty
Right.
that can be really damaging, almost more damaging than the attack itself.
And it gives the hackers more leverage too,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
They're kind of controlling the narrative at that point.
And potentially dictating the terms of any negotiations.
Exactly. Silence can be a powerful weapon.
Yeah.
But in this case, it might have handed the weapon to the wrong side.
Wow. So this whole situation just raises so many questions.
Yeah.
Like, were there any specific vulnerabilities that Hunters International exploited?
Right. Were they able to get in?
Was it a phishing attack?
Right.
An unpatched system? A disgruntled employee?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we need to unpack next.
Okay.
The details of how the attack actually unfolded
Right.
could reveal some crucial insights, not just about this specific incident,
Yeah.
but about the tactics hackers are using today
Right.
and the weaknesses companies need to be addressing.
So it's not just about learning from Tata Technologies' mistakes.
Right.
It's about understanding how these attacks happen in general
Yeah.
so we can all be more prepared.
Exactly. Because the reality is, this could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And the more we understand about, this evolving landscape of cyber threats, the better equipped we'll be to protect ourselves.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of the attack then.
Okay.
What do we actually know about how Hunters International got in
Right.
and what they did once they were inside Tata Technology Systems?
Yeah, let's dive in. So, unfortunately, the specifics of how they actually breached Tata Technologies' defenses are still a little bit murky.
Okay.
That's often the case, in these situations.
Right.
Companies are hesitant to reveal exactly how they were compromised
Sure.
for fear of, further damage to their reputation
Yeah.
or revealing vulnerabilities that other attackers could exploit.
So it becomes this kind of vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Companies stay silent to protect themselves,
Right.
but then that silence prevents us from really learning and improving
exactly
our collective cybersecurity posture.
Yeah, you're spot on.
Right.
But we can make some educated guesses
based
on what we know about Hunters International and their tactics. They're known for using some pretty sophisticated phishing campaigns, sometimes even impersonating like legitimate business contacts to trick employees into clicking malicious links or opening infected attachments.
So it's not always about like some super hacker like breaking through firewalls.
Right.
It can be as simple as an employee clicking the wrong link in an email.
That's right. I mean, humans are often the weakest link in the cybersecurity chain.
Right.
And Hunters International is particularly good at exploiting that human element.
Yeah. They sound pretty good at what they do.
Yeah. They're unfortunately quite skilled.
All right.
They also leverage what are called zero-day exploits.
Okay.
Which are basically vulnerabilities in software that are unknown to the vendor and haven't been patched yet.
So even if a company's really diligent about updating their systems, they could still be vulnerable to this.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important to have multiple layers of defense.
Right.
You know, not just relying on firewalls and antivirus software, but also implementing things like intrusion detection systems. And behavior monitoring that can spot unusual activity on the network, even if the attack uses an unknown exploit.
It sounds like you need a whole team of cybersecurity experts just to keep up with these guys.
Yeah, it's definitely a complex and constantly changing landscape.
Right.
But there are definitely steps that companies can take,
okay.
even those that don't have like massive cybersecurity budgets.
So like, what are some of the most effective ways that companies can protect themselves from these kinds of attacks?
Well, it all starts with a culture of security awareness.
Okay.
You know, that means training employees to spot phishing attempts,
right.
to be cautious about what they download and what they click on, and to report any suspicious activity immediately.
So, okay, employee training is crucial.
Right.
What else?
Strong password policies are essential.
Okay.
You know, enforcing complex passwords and multi-factor authentication can make it much harder for hackers to gain unauthorized access, even if they do manage to steal login credentials.
Makes sense. And of course, keeping systems updated is critical, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's basic cyber hygiene.
Patching those vulnerabilities as soon as possible.
Yep. Get those patches out.
Okay.
But it's also important to think about data segmentation.
Okay. Data segmentation. What's that?
So that's basically the idea of dividing your network into smaller, more secure segments.
Right.
So that if one part is compromised, the attackers can't easily move laterally and access other sensitive data.
So it's kind of like building firewalls within your own network.
Exactly. It's about containing the damage.
Okay.
And then, of course, having a robust incident response plan is crucial.
Yeah.
You know, knowing what to do when an attack happens. Who to contact, how to communicate with stakeholders, that can really significantly minimize the impact.
So it's all about being prepared, isn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing that an attack is likely to happen at some point.
Right.
And having a plan in place to deal with it.
Exactly. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right.
And the companies that are best prepared are the ones that will recover the fastest and suffer the least damage.
So in Tata Technologies' case, what could they have done differently?
Well, it's tough to say for sure, you know, without knowing all the details, but their silence in the immediate aftermath of the attack was definitely a missed opportunity.
Okay.
You know, they could have used that time to communicate with their clients, reassure them that they were taking steps to address the situation, and maybe even offer some guidance on how to mitigate potential risks.
So instead of letting Hunters International control the narrative.
Right.
They could have taken control themselves.
Exactly. Transparency can be a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
Especially in a crisis.
Right.
It builds trust. It reduces uncertainty. And it allows stakeholders to make more informed decisions.
And maybe even helps prevent similar attacks from happening in the future.
Absolutely. By sharing information about how the attack happened,
what
vulnerabilities were exploited, and what steps they're taking to improve your security.
Right.
Tata Technologies could have actually helped raise the bar for cybersecurity across the entire industry.
So there's a real ripple effect here.
Yeah.
This one attack on Tata Technologies has implications far beyond their own company.
For sure.
It's a wake-up call for all of us to take cybersecurity seriously.
It really is.
And to remember that it's not just about technology.
Right.
It's about people.
Absolutely.
It's about creating a culture of awareness, vigilance, and constant learning.
Because the threat landscape is constantly evolving.
Right.
And the only way to stay ahead is to keep learning and adapting.
So, okay, we've talked a lot about what companies can do.
Yeah.
But what about individuals?
Right.
What can we do in our own lives to protect ourselves from these kinds of threats? Mm-hmm. I mean, most of us aren't designing cars or airplanes, but mm-hmm. we all have data that we want to protect.
Yeah, that's a great point. And in a way, individuals are even more vulnerable
yeah.
because we often lack the resources and expertise that large companies have.
So what are some practical steps that we can take?
Well, a lot of the same principles apply.
Oh.
Be cautious about phishing emails.
Right.
Use strong, unique passwords for all your accounts.
Okay.
And enable two-factor authentication whenever possible.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It can be a bit overwhelming, yeah. But think of it like, you know, building good digital hygiene habits.
Okay.
Just like you brush your teeth and wash your hands regularly. You don't have yeah. to become a cybersecurity expert.
Right.
But just being aware of the risks and taking some basic precautions
yeah.
can really go a long way.
Makes sense. So it's not just about protecting ourselves from financial loss.
Right.
It's also about, you know, protecting our privacy mm-hmm. and our digital identities.
Absolutely. And, you know, thinking about the bigger picture, too, in an increasingly interconnected world, our individual cybersecurity practices actually have an impact on everyone.
Okay.
So, you know, the more secure we all are,
yeah.
the harder it becomes for cyber criminals to succeed.
So it's kind of like herd immunity for the digital world.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, yeah. We all have a role to play
right,
in
right.
making the internet a safer place.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to Tata Technologies.
Okay.
And that month of silence after the attack.
Right.
We talked about the potential downsides.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to get your take on their perspective.
Sure.
What factors might have influenced their decision to stay quiet?
Well, you have to consider the immense pressure they were under.
Okay.
You know, they're a publicly traded company.
Right.
They have a responsibility to their shareholders.
Right.
They have contracts with major clients who are relying on them to protect sensitive information, and they're facing a potential criminal investigation.
Wow.
And potential lawsuits. I mean,
right.
it's a lot to juggle.
So maybe they felt like saying anything publicly could jeopardize their legal position.
It's possible, yeah.
Or make the situation even worse.
Right. And they also might have been trying to buy time.
Okay.
You know, to assess the damage, to negotiate with the hackers,
right.
develop a recovery plan.
Mm.
It's easy to criticize from the outside.
Sure.
But we can only imagine how complex and stressful
yeah.
those decisions were in the moment.
It's a good reminder that there's often a lot more going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Than yeah. we realize. And that cybersecurity isn't just about technical solutions.
Right.
It's about human decisions,
yeah.
risk management,
mm-hmm.
crisis communication.
It's a whole complex ecosystem.
Yeah.
And in the end, we may never know all the factors that influenced Tata Technologies' response.
Yeah.
But what we can do is learn from this incident,
mm-hmm.
have open and honest conversations
right.
about the challenges and complexities of cybersecurity,
mm-hmm.
and work together to create a more resilient and secure digital world.
Well said. So on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive
okay.
into the Tata Technologies ransomware attack.
It sounds good.
We covered a lot of ground today.
We did.
From the technical details of the attack to the broader implications
mm-hmm.
for cybersecurity awareness and best practices.
Absolutely.
So to our listeners out there, we want to leave you with this question to ponder.
Okay.
If you were in the CEO's shoes at Tata Technologies.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How would you have handled this situation?
Right.
It's a tough call.
It is.
With no easy answers.
Yeah, but wrestling with those tough questions is how we learn.
Right.
It's how we grow and how we build a more secure future together.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious and stay safe online.